good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Your love has called my name. I've been born again into a family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer songs of deliverance. We've been liberated from our bondage, where the sons and the daughters, let us sing our free.
That was our first Caribbean song for the week entitled No Longer a Slave Affair. Coming from a talented and gifted artist, she is originally from Jamaica, but she now lives in the beautiful island of Turks and Caicos, Miss Tamara Hilton. You know, me and the team comprised of Pastor Dave Burrows, Carlos Reed, and Eric Fox was recently invited to the beautiful Turks and Caicos by their government and for, you know, this amazing initiative called the Reaching the Streets Initiative, spearheaded by Minister of Education, Minister Rachel Taylor. And man, her team was amazing. You know, we were able to minister to young men in prison and in the police station. We were able to share knowledge and information with each other to help curb the crime situation. And I must salute them at this time, you know, because of their hard work and their dedication. You know, I could see the passion and love that they have for their country and for the young men of Turks and Caicos. You know, there are actually two female police officers. One of them, her name was Belcy. You know, they actually ran us down. I mean, they automatically, you know, they almost locked us up, you know, just trying to get us to the station to speak to these young men, because at the time we were really busy and so much was going on. And you know, the officer Belcy, you know, she just keep coming back, you know, hey, y'all ready? I really want to get you guys down here to the station. You know, we have some young men and I want you guys to speak to them. And when we went there and we started to speak to the young men, I saw the expression on their face where they were almost in tears. And just to see the joy, to see the way how the young men reacted, they were so overwhelmed and was grateful. And even when we went to the prison, you know, the superintendent, he just burst out in tears because they are so passionate for the people. And the young men, you know, they want to see change in the country, man. And that was really impactful to me to see this great initiative, Reaching the Street Initiative, that they're doing there in Turks and Caicos. So I just want to give a big shout out to the whole team, everyone that I met that treated us so well. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. We love you. And we will be seeing you guys very soon. Okay? And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome a super gifted songwriter, producer, musician, actor, family man, pastor, and so much more. He's the one and only D. Haddy, Dietrich Haddon. Pastor, welcome. How are you, good bro?
Mike D, man, it's so good to be with you, man. I ain't talked to you in a month of Sundays, man. Such a blessing to be with you. How you doing?
Oh, man, every day is a great day, Dietrich. Every day is a great day, brother. Oh, hallelujah.
I'm a firm believer in that. Every day you wake up, man, and you can see the sunshine, see the sky. You can walk, you can talk, you can think, you can breathe. It's a good day.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Hey, Dietrich, what's going on, man? And welcome back to the Caribbean, an Urban American Gospel Lit Show. You know, bro, you are loved by so many people all over the world, and we appreciate you for all that you do in ministry. You know, but tell me something. I know it's not always perfect being in ministry. I know you got some bad days also, but can you please tell our listeners, how do you overcome them?
First of all, let me say, man, it's good to be with you, landlord. You are the man, man. I thank you for what you've done in the industry. I thank you for your show and all your listeners, man.
Thank you.
Man, you know what? I don't believe in bad days. I believe that every day is an opportunity for you to learn and grow, you know. And I just let the day happen, you know, and know that God has everything under control. You know, he knows the way that you take. He knows the plans that he has for you. And whatever you're going through is something that God has ordained for you to go through for your growth, to challenge you to be better. So every day is an opportunity to challenge you to be better, a better version of you.
For real. You know, Dietrich, I love your perspective on that, you know, and you are so right. You know, what is considered a bad day can be a great history lesson. Good word, man.
Man, your brand new song, Never Be the Same. Man, when I first heard that, man, my jaw just dropped, man. I was like, oh my God. And when I saw the video, oh my God, D had his done it again, of course. Never be the same. It's fire. Oh my God.
Never be the same, man.
The video is great too. Brand new album released on your birthday, May 17th. Things looking great in D Hattie land. Tell us all about this new fire, man.
Man, I was working on my album, and I thought I was done for One Night in California. The name of my album is called One Night in California. Mm-hmm. And I thought I was done. I felt good. I was riding home, and I was talking to my armor bearer. He said, Pastor, your record is not done yet, man. He said, you got to record Never Be the Same. I said, you mean the songs I sang and I made up on the spot at church after I preached? He said, yes. We've been singing that. You mean the song that we've been singing all year to ourselves? He said, you should record that song. And I did, and it was a perfect idea. I'm so glad I listened to him, man, because the song embodied everything that I'm trying to articulate with this new album, One Night in California. And I didn't know it would be the first single, man, but you have it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I've never played it where there was not a dry eye in the room. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There was a dry eye in the room. It wasn't a dry eye in the room every time I play it. So there's something special about this song.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Never be the same, man. Once you get Jesus Christ, man, ain't nobody going to be the same, man.
If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new.
Hallelujah, man. Hallelujah. Man. All the best with that.
Yeah, man. And I really, really love the song, man. It's a beautiful song, and the video is off the chains, man. Good stuff. Diedrich, there is a fan of yours from all the way in the beautiful island of Turks and Caicos. And man, she loves you. Her name is Beverly Harvey, and she has a question for you.
Hi, Diedrich. My name is Beverly Vanette Harvey from the Turks and Caicos. I work with the Ministry of Education, and I love your song, Well Done. My mom passed suddenly in 2021, and we played your song at her funeral. Oh my God, this cannot get out of our system. It was a beautiful song. It still is. It would always be, because it would be reminding us of her. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for that beautiful song. And I hope someday that I will get to meet you. And I am thankful for Landlord to allow me to even share this little inspiring part of my life through your song. Thank you so much.
Beverly Harvey, first let me say I'm sorry to hear of your loss, but I'm so encouraged to know that my music was able to lift you up during that tough season to help you overcome and be strengthened in your time of bereavement. So I'm so excited that Well Done is one of your favorite songs. Mm. I never thought that people would gravitate to that song as much as they have, but it's a blessing, and I'm so glad that my music can encourage you and your family. I love y'all, and thank you for your support.
Yes, for sure.
For real. You know, Diedrich, as music ministers, we truly do not understand the impact that we are making in the lives of people all over the world. And we just got to keep doing what we do, man.
Diedrich, you got some new fire with brother DJ Nicholas and Sherwin Gardner and all them, man.
This song is going crazy, man. It was inspired by Pastor Gregory Mitchell out of Jamaica. And he had this song, Under the Blood, go viral. I said, man, I would love to do my version of that song, how I hear it. And I called him and got his blessing and his permission. He's on it, featuring DJ Nicholas, Sherwin Gardner, and Pastor Gregory Mitchell. The song is going crazy. Everybody's talking about Covered Under the Blood. Y'all got to hear it for yourself. It's available now.
Hallelujah, man. Yeah, great song, man. Great song.
For real, man, that's a big, big, big song. And I see that song really taking over the Caribbean, Africa, and the world, man. You know, it's a great collaboration, man. I just love it, you know. But Diedrich, you know how we go, man. We appreciate you. And, you know, it's always great having you here with us right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. You know, we wish you all the best, man. Keep up the great work, man. We love you. God bless you. Keep shining and keep taking the gospel to the next level, man. God bless.
Yeah, Landlord, Mike D, is good to be with you. And to everybody in the islands and in Africa, thank you so much for your support.
Say this with me.
I will never be the same. I will never be the same. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, I will never walk the same. Even talk the same. I know I've been changed. What I'm trying to say is your word has broken these chains, and your blood has washed the stain of sin away. Oh. Sing it, I'll never be the same.
Dietrich Haddon has his incredible new song, Never Be the Same. It's the first single from his newly released, his May 17th release of his brand new album, One Night in California. And of course, Thank You, Jesus. Never Be the Same, the latest from D. Hattie, the pastor out of California. Landlord Dietrich be doing it. I mean, he can sing.
Most definitely, Mike. You know, Dietrich is loved all over the world. He's appreciated, you know, and it's always great to have him here with us right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. You know, Dietrich, have a love for Caribbean music. He have a love for the Caribbean people, and he's very close to artists like DJ Nicholas from out of Jamaica and Sherwin Gardner from out of Trinidad, who is now living in the Bahamas. You know, they actually have the same manager and publicist, Apostle Verrill Howard, and they just released a song entitled Covered by the Blood, and I want you guys to check it out right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show.
DJ Nicholas and the Shannon, listen to the big mouth.
won't cover.
Under the blood.
You're my beautiful wife.
Under the blood.
A beautiful life.
Under the blood.
Watch over my kids.
Under the blood.
Day and night.
Under the blood.
Heaven's got your back. I think you should know that. Weapon it may form, it won't prosper.
Pastor Gregory Mitchell out of Jamaica originally did that. It went viral, and Dietrich Haddon got in touch with him, and Pastor Gregory Mitchell allowed Dietrich to do his version. And Covered Under the Blood from Dietrich Haddon, Sherwin Gardner, DJ Nicholas, and of course Pastor Gregory Mitchell. It's sounding so good in the neighborhood. Covered Under the Blood. Hallelujah, landlord. The blood of Jesus.
Yo, man. That's a bad tune right there. Real talk, man. Covered. Under the blood. Yeah, man, I love that collaboration, you know. And it's always great to see great musicians, you know, coming together, bringing their flavor and culture, you know, compiling their own unique spice in the pot, you know, chefing up that delicious musical meal to feed the nations, man, you know. But guys, you guys keep up the great work, man. I'm truly impressed by the production, and you know, the whole message is amazing, man. Great work. All right, well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement would you love to leave with us today?
Yeah, landlord, a lot of people got a lot of great ideas, got a lot to look forward to. Just having a little problem getting started. Well, go ahead and get started. What you lack in funds, make up with creativity. Just get started and start moving. Remember, winning starts with beginning.
Mike, that's some good word right there, man. You know, what you lack in funds, make up with creativity. Good word, Mike. You couldn't say it any better than that. Real talk. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the international multi-award winning artist and pastor, Tedrick Haddon for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang out and chill it with us every week. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. But coming up next from out of America is a guy I met recently in, you know, at the International Music Summit in Miami. You know, this guy is very anointed. He's gifted. And he goes by the name of Miles Mealing. And I want you guys to check out his song entitled Winning. It's a beautiful, inspiring song. And you know, we all need to be winning because we all are the children of the Most High. So until next time, God bless you, and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
This race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but is given to the one that endures till the end. I won't quit, I won't give in. The weapons of our warfare are carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I'll fight till the end. I'm destined to win.
Nothing can hold me down, weigh me down, keep me bounded
anymore. Trials can sway me. I'll fight through this. I was born
to be a winner.
Never will I be defeated.
Never will defeat
ever again. I will.